السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. میں اکثر جماعت کو اس طرح توجہ دلاتا ہوں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ تعالی
حضور says that I am always reminding the members of the jamaat to this point that Allah the Almighty, they should become a very grateful servant of Allah, and the real gratefulness to Allah Almighty, it can be done in that way when you have piety in your hearts and when we fully understanding the purpose of our creation, we try to achieve that. And during this current tour which I have conducted in various European countries, during the last two or three sermons, I have particularly reminded the members to this point. I have to repeat these things because despite the fact that Allah Almighty has blessed us with the blessing of MTA, in which my sermons are transmitted regularly, and also other programs are there which are for our spiritual progress and very essential for that, still I feel that 100% member of the Jamaat, they do not truly benefit from that. And there is a large number of such people among men, women, boys and girls and children, those who do not regularly listen to the Friday sermon. Or if they listen, then they think that wherever the sermon is being delivered, it is only meant for those people who are there, while the fact is that the addressee of each and every khutbah is all every Ahmadi in whichever part of the world he might be living, particularly the old Ahmadis. This wrong trend is there to be seen among those old Ahmadis. The new Ahmadis among the Arabs, they write to me, or they tell me during the meetings, the new converts, they tell me that in some sermons we feel that these are regarding our conditions and you are talking about us. For the last Recently, regularly the translation of the khutbah in Russian is also being transmitted and telecast. And various countries of Russian area, the letters of Ahmadis have started coming in large number. The local residents, they have been writing to me that these sermons, that has already created a positive impact on us. And sometime some of the tarbiyati khutbat, they seem to be as if they are being delivered having a consideration of our condition. And regarding the various ceremonies during the marriage occasions, on marriages, when I delivered the sermon on that, they said that these ceremonies are very much entrenched in us, and this Friday sermon was a good advice for us, a timely advice. So those Ahmadis, those who are in search of this thing, that they have to listen to the voice of the Khalifa of the time and to act upon that, and they have to pay attention to their self-reformation. Those people not only listen to these sermons very with great eagerness, and they also consider all of them as the addressee of those sermons. As I said, there is some percentage of some people, those who do not listen to the sermon or do not consider themselves as being addressed in those sermons, and they listen to those sermons just in a ceremonial way. So therefore, in every country, in my sermons, in each and every country, I emphasize on certain points regarding matters. I repeat them again, because of these visits, a large number of the Ahmadis in those countries, they are present in the Friday sermon, on the Friday sermon, and every Ahmadi has a seed of righteousness in them. They are attached to the institution of Khilafat. And because of this, despite the general weaknesses among them, when they listen that the Khalifa of the time is paying us a visit, and that's an occasion of the Friday sermon, then with great eagerness and with devotion, they come and join that occasion, whether it is a Friday sermon or some other program, they always come with that feeling. So today as well, benefiting from this sort of occasion, I would like to draw the attention of the Ahmadis in Switzerland to certain points. And the very first point which I would like to say, which I mentioned in the very beginning, that they should try to become grateful servants of Allah and become Abde Shakur, and particularly those Ahmadis who have come to European countries and settled here. These people, you are the people, so you are the people who are enabled by Allah Almighty to come to Switzerland and settle here, and you have been given the comforts of the physical and other aspect of that. So Allah Almighty has mentioned this subject of gratefulness in various occasions. Allah Almighty says in one place, وَإِسْتَعْزَنَا رَبَّكُمْ لَا إِنْشَكَرْتُمْ لَا زِيدَنَّكُمْ. And when Allah Almighty made this pronouncement, that, O people, if you become grateful to me, if you become like that, then I will give you more. Here, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to become grateful for the bounties of Allah. Or it has been mentioned that we have to indicate the blessings of Allah descending upon us, and being grateful to Allah Almighty for His bounties. What is that? The expression of this gratefulness is in total obedience and to follow His commandments. Regarding those things about which He has mentioned to do those things, we have to comply with that diligently, and the points from which we have been stopped, showing our utmost obedience, we have to abstain from those. So a true believer, it is his job that if he wants to inherit the blessings of Allah Almighty, then he should spend his life in a state of being grateful servant of Allah. And in order to become Abd-e Shakur, grateful servant of Allah, then in his mind, and while he is sitting or standing, wherever he is, one has to remember the blessings of Allah. And his tongue should always be busy in remembering the bounties of Allah Almighty and the mention of that. And that should, and the blessings which Allah Almighty has bestowed upon us, one should remember all those blessings, and remembering that, one should always be glorifying and praising Allah Almighty. And the praise of Allah Almighty should always be on his tongue, and not only on his tongue, rather the expression of a true believer should be through all his limbs, in every effort, in every movement that he makes, in every shade of his life. He is always trying, such a person is always trying to become a humble servant of Allah. This humility and humbleness can be attained when truly, when you consider Allah Almighty to be the one who has given all these bounties. And the love of Allah Almighty should be in the hearts, and the blessings that he has given, then those should be used according to his commandments, according to his teaching. Allah Almighty has given you the healthy body, then it should be spent for worship and also to serve the religion, and one should express one's gratefulness in that way. And if Allah Almighty has given affluence, then there should be no pride, no arrogance, and without any pride, one should be spending in the way of Allah, and one should be mindful of that. If these capabilities given by God, given capabilities and the wealth and the strength and the progeny, and if they are these things are used according to the commandments of Allah Almighty, then this will become the true way of expressing your gratefulness. And that Allah Almighty, who is extremely gracious to his servants, and in lieu of one, he blesses them many, many fold. And then he also increases the capacities and capabilities, grants the health, and affluence is granted to those people. And a person who is full of worship, he becomes the full of blessings of Allah Almighty. And the purpose of one's creation, that person is enabled to achieve that. Without the grace of Allah Almighty, with your own power, you cannot even perform the worship. That worship which is actually accepted by Allah Almighty, even if he does the worship, but in the sight of Allah Almighty, it will not be something to be accepted. And what is then the benefit of such a worship? So this subject of gratefulness, which actually enables a person to move forward in the path of righteousness and goodness and in piety, because a human being, every action and every statement that he makes, he declares it the result of the blessing of Allah Almighty and turns to Allah Almighty. So then Allah Almighty also pays attention to these grateful servant of Allah. Allah Almighty says in one, وَمَا يَفَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ, that whatever goodness that you perform, that would not be disregarded. And Allah Almighty knows the grateful people very well. So taqwa increases with gratefulness, because gratefulness is also a virtue. And the ability to perform the real goodness with your wealth, with your body, and other by using other blessings, by attributing all of them to the mercy and the grace of Allah Almighty. And those people who advance in goodness, in good deeds, in this way, so how Allah Almighty shows the proof of his being the one who accepts their gratefulness. Allah Almighty says in one place, لَيُوفِيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ, that Allah Almighty, so that Allah Almighty can give them the full reward of their deeds, and also increase them through his blessing manifold. Surely he is most forgiving and the one who is most appreciating the gratefulness. When Allah Almighty uses this word shukur for Himself, so it does not mean that gratefulness which the people show, the human beings show. So Allah Almighty, who is Almighty, has all the powers. When He becomes shukur, so that means that Allah Almighty has accepted the humbleness and the humility, and the His desire of advancing in goodness has accepted that. And the worships which have been done purely for the sake of Allah Almighty, and all these things, they accept and absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty. So in this verse, Allah Almighty has used the word Ghafoor and Shukur together, that He is the one who forgives, and He is the one who appreciates the good things in people. So human beings are weak when they realize that I have to perform every good deed for the sake of Allah, and I have to become His grateful servant, and devotedly I have to submit to Him. So then Allah the Almighty, who is most forgiving, and His mercy is very vast, is all-encompassing, then He puts His sheet of mercy upon that person. He is enveloped in that, and his sins are forgiven. And the one who is advancing towards Allah Almighty, so Allah Almighty looks with utmost gratefulness at each and every step that he takes, and goes on increasing him in his faith. So this is our Allah, who blesses His servants in every way, in every respect. They get the bounties and the blessings of this world, and also the reward of their good deeds. So if such a benevolent and the one who appreciates the good deeds, if people leave him alone and go somewhere else, so then such a person certainly is very foolish and very ungrateful. And so therefore, I say that all you people who have been settled in this country, you have to analyze yourself, you have to scrutinize yourself. You look at your past and think. So then all of you would perhaps find this answer that Allah Almighty has blessed us abundantly. So nobody leaves his home country without any reason. Either there is the pressure from those people who are committing oppression, or because of the intensity of the oppression and the bad deeds, are in search of some good jobs. So if the Ahmadis analyze their situation, that these reasons that I have mentioned, out of all of them, the very first condition, not fully, entirely, but the two other conditions, the second and the third condition, they are there because they were the oppression that was so much that they had to come out, and that is because of getting the peace of mind and the good jobs. And these countries, considering your situation, they have permitted you to stay here and to live here. So all these blessings are actually the Allah given by Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has done all these favors because of Ahmadiyyat. This is something which should draw our attention to this point, that we should be attached so much to Ahmadiyyat, which should become exemplary. And then this would be the right way of expressing our gratefulness to Allah Almighty. If you do not appreciate the blessings of the community, of the Jamaat, if you don't pay heed to what the advice is given by the Khalifa of the time, so gradually and bit by bit, you would be taking yourself away from the blessings of Allah Almighty. And moreover, you would also be taking your progeny away from this source of blessing. So think over it and ponder over it, that if this world, if this worldly benefits are taking you away from the faith, the religion, then this is not a blessing, this is your destruction. This is the denial of the blessings of Allah Almighty. This is showing disregard to the blessings of Allah Almighty and becoming ungrateful to that. We should always remember that we have taken initiation at the hand of the Imam of the age. and the advent of whom was being awaited by followers of all religions, and regarding whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned very lovingly, used very loving words about him, regarding whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent his salam, his greeting. So those people who are attributed to such a person, is it something just insignificant? Certainly it is a great honor which has been bestowed upon Ahmadis. So they have to be grateful and they have to appreciate the blessing of this great honor given to them. And this expression of your gratefulness will make an Ahmadi all the time more grateful. And then more than ever before, he would be able to witness the blessings of Allah coming to him. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, to be attached to him, to be attributed to him, it is not simply a verbal declaration that you make. Rather, it is a covenant of initiation that we have made at his hand. And after him, then in his name, the same initiation is taken at the hand of the Khalifa of the time. So understanding the subject of bath and initiation is very essential for every Ahmadi to understand it. Bath means to sell yourself. That is to say that all your desires are your wishes, are your sentiments, and all those things should be sacrificed at the command of Allah Almighty, and to mold your lives according to the directives of Allah Almighty. And your self-desire and ego, that should be completely abandoned. That is the meaning of bath. And those and this covenant is made by considering Allah Almighty to be there and present. And if people have the full conviction about that day of the meeting with Allah Almighty, and on that day, everyone is going to be asked about every covenant that he made, then one shudders about considering that day. What are those promises which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has taken from us as a covenant? Briefly, I mentioned, everyone should analyze oneself and scrutinize himself whether his life is being spent according to these covenants or not. Or is he actually trying to live a life according to these? If it is not like that, then considering this statement, instruction of Allah, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا, that you fulfill your promises, and regarding every covenant you are going to be asked for, we have to be worried about the life to come and what is going to be our end. That after this temporary life, there is the life to come. That is going to be a permanent life. That life is going to start. What promise was taken from us by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam? Briefly, in brief words, I now mention those things. He said that truly and honestly, one should make a promise that one should be away from associating partners with Allah Almighty. And regarding shirk, he has explained this point, that shirk is not only the worship of the statues made of stone, but it is a commitment for your jobs, for the sake of your jobs. If you sacrifice your worship, that is also a shirk. If you don't pay attention to your worship, then it is a double crime. That is going away from the purpose of your creation. Allah Almighty says that all human beings have been created for the worship of Allah Almighty. So that is one point. And the second thing is that when you give preference to the world over worship, and that is to say that you consider that Razik, the one who provides, the provider is Allah Almighty, is not the provider. Rather, your jobs and the business that you do, that is provider. Sometime there is the question of your progeny as compared with the commandment of Allah Almighty, and that is another way of committing shirk. And if people openly deny the commands of Allah and they submit to what their children say, that is also a sort of shirk, associating partners with Allah Almighty. And sometimes it happens that they completely forget the remembrance of Allah Almighty in the love of their children. There are many Ahmadis who have gone away from Ahmadiyyat because of their children, because of their progeny. And because of undue love for their children and the freedom given to the children, when the children, they went away from the faith, then even the parents also drifted away from the faith. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wala auladukum an zikrillah. That, O believers, your wealth and your progeny should not make you unmindful of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. So whenever, as compared to Allah Almighty, any other thing is gets acquires that importance, then the remembrance of Allah, the worship of Allah Almighty, people become unmindful of that. And this is actually the hidden shirk, that you put up something as compared with Allah Almighty and give them the preference. This unmindfulness and this negligence is not an ordinary thing. This is something which utterly ruins a person. So Allah Almighty has warned the believers that don't consider that simply that we have made the covenant at the hand of the Promised Messiah and joined the community of the Promised Messiah, that is good enough. As a matter of fact, each and every moment you should be keeping yourself busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, and that should be always present in your mind, so that you should completely be away. A maximum distance should be there from associating partners with Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has expected from an Ahmadi from that each type of falsehood and adultery and cheating, hypocrisy and rebellion and all sorts of things. One should abandon all these things. One should always analyze these things. One should see whether he is abstaining. One is abstaining from all these things. Some people consider these things as just petty, insignificant things. In their business, in their matters, sometimes they tell lies and they consider it something, just a petty, small thing. Allah Almighty has equated it with the shirk, setting up partners with Allah. The adultery and casting bad eyes over others. And these are the things which, because of the media, have become very common these days. Through the television or through the internet, certain very obnoxious and very filthy type of programs are being shown, which actually throw a person into these vices, and particularly the young boys and the girls. Unfortunately, in some Ahmadi families, they are involved in that. They become involved in that. In the beginning, in the name of, openness and open thinking, then the whole family actually gets involved in these vices. So this adultery is also the adultery of your mind and your eyes. And this is something which actually involves a person physically in committing this sort of thing. In the beginning, parents don't pay the attention to this one, and when the situation goes out of their control, out of hand, and then they express the sorrow that our children have gone out of our hand and they have been destroyed. So therefore, what should be done is that from the very beginning, they should keep an eye on their children during these vulgar programs. The children should not be allowed to sit in front of TV. And also keep an eye on internet. There are some parents who are not well educated. It's the duty of the administration of the Jamaat that they should be informed about that. Ansarullah, Qudamul Ahmadiyya and Lajna. These organizations within their own circle, in their own sphere, they should make programs to abstain from these vices. And young boys and girls, they should be connected with the Jamaat administration in such a way, along with their auxiliary organizations, in such a way that they should always be giving preference to the religion, to the faith. And regarding this, the parents, they should also give full cooperation to the Jamaat administration and the auxiliary organizations. No weakness whatsoever of any nature, if there is there in the parents, then actually that would be resulting in the weakness and the destruction of their children. And particularly those who are the custodian of the family, guardian of the family, particularly the parents, the husband, the father, it is their responsibility that they should protect their children from falling into the pit of fire. And this punishment of fire, Allah Almighty has made you, has protected you and your elders. So out of the grace of Allah Almighty, they have been able to believe in the Imam of the age. And you should also do the same and protect your children. And the world is suffering from great agony these days, and particularly the other Muslims. They are very keen to have such a leadership which can guide them. But you have been blessed by Allah Almighty in this way, that after entering into the initiation of the at the hand of the Imam of the age, then because you are attached to the institution of Khilafat, and you are being reminded again and again to hold fast to the path of righteousness. So these are all the blessings of Allah Almighty which require from all of you that when you are reminded of those things, then you should make a promise of abstaining from all these vices and come forward immediately responding to the call. And you should be treading on the path of good deeds, and also advise and admonish your children to act according to that and to follow the same way. And remember this warning and statement of Allah Almighty, which says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, that O believers, you yourself and your progeny always protect them from the punishment of fire. Nowadays this pomp and show of this world and other vices which are present in society, and so much so that these vices are not counted as vices in society, but according to Islamic teaching, these are vices, and they take the people away from the high morals. They are just standing there with their mouths open, and they are trying to devour everyone. And the people are doing bad these things, and they are continuously being pushed into those bad things. So this is neither entertainment nor it is freedom. Rather, in the name of entertainment and freedom, these are the pits of fire. So therefore, Allah Almighty, who is extremely gracious and kind to His servants, He has told this thing to the believers in very clear terms, that this is fire. This is fire. Protect yourself from it, and also protect your progeny from it. Young boys and girls, those who are living in this society, I tell them, I speak to them and tell them that this is not the decision of your life. This is not the purpose of your life. Don't consider that you make a decision that this is the purpose of our life, that we should get involved in this entertainment and love and joy. As an Ahmadi, there should be a marked difference between you and the non-Ahmadis. And similarly, every Ahmadi, each and every Ahmadi, should always abandon from all types of injustice and oppression, and there should be the atmosphere of kindness and brotherhood. One should try to protect oneself from all sorts of deception and follow the discipline of the Jamaat. And the beauty of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is the administration of the Jamaat, the organization of the Jamaat. If you go away from this beauty, then what would be the difference between us and other people? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that you offer the prayer, they also offer the prayer. You keep fast, they also keep fast. And if you go for Hajj, they also go for Hajj. and some of them they give charity as well. So there should be a difference between the two. So the very important difference is the administration of the Jamaat, the organization of the Jamaat. Some people say that we are attached to the institution of Khilafat, but we have a difference with the organization of the Jamaat. Jamaati Nizam, the Jamaat organization, is also something which has been established by the Khilafat administration of the Nizam-e-Khilafat. If somebody has a complaint about the administration or the organization, one can write to the Khalifa of the time. But one should not, one is not permitted to go out of the domain of the obedience to the administration of the Jamaat. Similarly, it is the responsibility of the office holders that they should not be creating any means of trial, and the people should not be put into trial. They should be with extreme love and affection and kindness. They should treat each and every one. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn the attention to the regularity of the prayer, that it is essential for every Ahmadi to become a true Ahmadi. I have already mentioned about that. But this subject has been mentioned with the institution of the prayer in this way, that he says that you should glorify Allah Almighty. You should praise Allah Almighty and always remember His grace and bounty. And the fourth condition is that your selfish temptations, neither through your tongue nor through your hand, don't give any harm to anyone. And then he says that in every situation, whether you are in adversity or in affluence, whatever, you should never be committing any betrayal to God Almighty. And rather, always move in the path of Allah Almighty. As I have already explained, that in the affluence that Allah Almighty has granted you in these countries, you have to become truly grateful servant of Allah Almighty. Some people, because of the current financial situation, the world is experiencing, going through this bad condition for the last 2 years. People are greatly worried about that. But even in this anxiety, they should never ever going away from Allah Almighty. This is what Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned himself. And then one of the condition was that the ceremonies and the joys and the entertainments of the world, one should try to abstain from that and avoid from that. And there should be total obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And for doing so, Allah Almighty, it is very essential to read the Holy Quran and to pay attention to that one and ponder over it, so that the commandments mentioned in the Holy Quran, by understanding those, one should be able to act upon those things. And then one condition was mentioned, that all types of arrogance should be shunned away, and one should become very humble. And then in eighth condition he says that the faith and the honor of the faith and the welfare of the mankind, that should be dearer to you than the love of your life and the life of your progeny and your family members. This is a very important condition which he has put it here, and every Ahmadi should remember that by becoming an Ahmadi, he is an ambassador of Ahmadiyyat, a representative of Ahmadiyyat, and he should try to become a true picture of Ahmadiyyat. The non-Ahmadi Muslims, they are always looking at us, and the other people, they are also watching us. We present ourselves making this claim and that we are presenting the picture of Islam. So when we are the true picture of Islam, that in order to protect the honor of the Islam is also becomes our responsibility. We have to become really a model. And when our models will be there and good examples will be there, only then we will be able to make progress in the field of tabligh. The honor of the faith and the welfare of Islam, that requires from us that this honor we should establish in the world. Today, while everywhere people, there are fronts against Islam, anti-Islamic activities are there, and we have to present the beautiful picture of Islam to the people. The opponents of Islam in this country as well, they have adopted one way of doing it, defaming the Islam, that there should be no minarets in the Muslim mosques. if these minarets are no more there, then they say that all the activities and their crimes that they are committing, according to them, they will all be finished. Although this decision about the minarets has already been taken. But this issue, this should always be kept alive. And occasionally you should be writing in the newspapers, holding seminars or through other means. You have to draw the attention of the people to this point. As they have conducted the referendum and they have passed this regulation, similarly through referendum, this regulation can also be repealed. The importance of the minarets is there, but they came into existence later on. But actually it is the honor of Islam, because they are, in the name of these minarets, they are defaming Islam. So therefore there should be a regular, consistent effort all the time. And in this way, and present the example of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, that in 195 countries Ahmadiyyat has been established. So you just give one single example anywhere, in Switzerland or elsewhere, that Jamaat Ahmadiyya has ever broken any law of the country. Jamaat Ahmadiyya always follows the law of the country fully and entirely. Or give the example if Jamaat has taken part in any disorder, or against the government they have taken part in any rebellion. Show any one single example. We are the people. We are presenting the true picture of Islam in this age. Through your personal contacts, expand your contacts, and don't be confined to your own circle and your homes. Those who know the language and the right-minded people in this society are there, please contact them. And expand your contacts of tabligh, and those who don't know the language, they can even distribute the literature. In any way, Huzoor says that each and every member of the Jamaat, they have to make them busy in this field, so that your small number that you have today, that can play a very important role in this respect. Because to present the true picture of Islam, and in this campaign of tabligh for the sake of Islam and for the sake of faith, establishing its respect and glory is our responsibility. Unless with a concerted effort, we don't make our full effort to increase our number, we cannot fulfill our responsibility towards establishing the honor of religion, or we cannot be counted among those people who are really working hard for it. And similarly, another issue in the Europe is regarding the parda, the hijab, and our young girls and our ladies, it is their job that regarding this matter, as a campaign, they should start writing letters in England, in Germany. The young girls, they have done a good job in this respect, that this parda, the veil and hijab, is for the honor of women. And this is the concept which our religion has given, and this is for the sake of their honor. And some people have given it a different shape, and in Christianity, not in too distant in the past, when the ladies were under certain restrictions and conditions. But anyway, Huzoor says that it is for the respect of ladies. And this is the nature of ladies, of women, that they want to protect their honor. As a matter of fact, everyone likes that. And all the ladies have their dignity, they want to maintain it, and they should maintain it. And Islam, for the honor and the dignity of the ladies, is the greatest champion of that. So this is not a compulsion. It is not a coercion that the ladies are forced to comply with it, but rather to establish the identity of the women and to grant them their position in society This is done for that purpose. And along with that, I would like to say to those Ahmadi girls that they should not be suffering into any complex regarding this matter. If they become uneasy with these propaganda against them, or they are just too much impressed according to fashion, and if they throw away their hijab and their parda, then there will be no guarantee for your honor and your dignity. Your honor is attached with the honor of the faith. I have mentioned it once before. I have regarding one incident I have mentioned, and there are so many examples like that. That one Ahmadi girl, her boss gave her the notice that if you come with hijab, come to the office, then you will be you should be made redundant. And there is 1 month's notice. And the girl prayed and to Allah Almighty that, O Allah, according to your instruction, I am doing this hijab for your sake and for according to your instruction. And because of that, I am doing it. So you make some situation for me. If this job is not good for me, then make some other arrangement for me. Anyway, she continued, the boss continued to put pressure for 1 month. After that, you will be removed from your duties, relieved from that. And after 1 month, the Ahmadi girl, she continued to do her job, and that boss was removed by his boss for some reason or the other. He was removed and the problem was over. So if the intention is pure, then Allah Almighty creates a means for that. If you have a relationship with Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty would come for your help in such a way that one is really surprised about that. And spontaneously he becomes busy in glorifying Allah Almighty. And then the ninth condition, the Promised Messiah, he has mentioned that kindness to mankind and welfare of them and give them all the benefit is there. This condition can be complied at that time when, with utmost kindness for and welfare for the people, you try to bring the whole mankind closer to God Almighty. And you tell them about the perfect and the complete faith, and that will be at that time when the actions of those people who are the conveying the message, they should be according to this preaching. And then with agony, with the keenness, if you are spreading this message in your atmosphere, then it will take place. And the last condition of the conditions of Ba'ath, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that one, you should be obedient to me, and this relationship with me should be much more stronger than any other relationship with any other thing. Everybody has to take a note of this, that our relationship, our contact with our family members, with our other relatives and other links, the family clans and others, all these things are not becoming a hurdle in our relationship with the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this will be found in a better way when we will see that the teaching that he has given, which is actually the teaching of Islam, we are completely following that teaching, or we are working very sincerely to comply with that. And after after the Promised Messiah, when he mentioned about the Qudrat-e-Saniya, the second manifestation, that is Khilafat, and if you are completely showing your obedience and your commitment to this institution, if everyone is makes a promise of establishing this relationship of devotion honestly and sincerely, and then he would be counted as a member of the community of the Promised Messiah. Otherwise, it would be simply a label of Ahmadiyyat. And it may not be that those people who come later on, they should move forward and they get all the blessings. And the old Ahmadis, whose forefathers, by giving their sacrifices, they brought this pure water of Ahmadiyyat into their family, they become deprived of that. So there is great need of utmost prayer, sincere prayers. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that do know it fully well that those people are not beloved in Allah Almighty, those who have got good dresses and those who have very delicious foods and But those people are beloved of Allah Almighty, those who give preference to their faith over worldly things, and entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty they devote themselves. So you pay attention to this one, not the first one. And وَجَائِلُ الَّذِينَ تَبُوكَ فَوْكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And that those people, those who have followed you, and those people who denied you, Allah Almighty will make the believers dominant upon those people. And this revelation, which is the verse of the Holy Quran, which was revealed to him 3-4 times, and in the very early stages when the foundation of the Jamaat was also not there, this revelation came. So Hazrat Masih Maud says again that this is true, that he is going to give my followers dominant upon my those people who disbelieve me. But the point to be noted is that simply everybody who does his bath cannot be counted as such unless he creates this real feeling of total commitment and obedience to me. And such an obedience should be there, that a person is completely lost in submission and he simply follows in my footsteps. And only then the word of ittiba, the following, will really apply to that person. So that explains that Allah Almighty has destined that such a community is going to be given to me who will be completely lost in my obedience, and they would be following my way fully and entirely. And this is my responsibility, that I should remind you that you have a sincere attachment with Allah Almighty, and for you, you make the obedience and you take the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his community as a blessed example for you, and follow that. So these are the desires and the expectation of the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam from his community. If truly and honestly we want to establish our relationship with the promised Messiah, then we should try to come up to his expectation. We should work very hard for that. We should try our best. Try to become his true follower. And for that purpose, we have to analyze ourselves and scrutinize ourselves. The old people, the young, and everybody has to scrutinize themselves. The parents also. They have to take care of their families. Regarding the daily life of their children and whatever they do, they have to keep an eye on that. With love and affection, they have to be informed about the teaching of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the job of the mothers and also the job of fathers. An Ahmadi Muslim and a non-Ahmadi Muslim, they have to explain this difference between them very clearly. As I have mentioned, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that what is the difference? If there is no obvious, clear, distinct difference between them, and there should be a clear difference in our actions. And as similarly, as I said, the organization of the Jamaat and the administration auxiliary organizations of the Jamaat in their own circle, they have to make very active plans for this purpose. If simply for earning the wealth and getting the worldly affluence and the pomp and show of the life, if that is made the objective, then it is utmost ungratefulness to the blessings of Allah Almighty. The greatest blessing that Allah Almighty has given us, that is the thing, and that is the acceptance of the promised Messiah and to come into his community. Allah Almighty enable each and every Ahmadi to become really and truly an Ahmadi, true Ahmadi. And always he should be able to get a share.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله
بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.